Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Be careful what you wish for.
Oh, yeah.
Because you want a house that's affordable, but then eventually is worth a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. And people in our area are getting that. The housing market driving prices up all over the place. However, there are some consequences that people didn't see coming. And after a story we told you about yesterday, one man reached out to us that is having that says having money in the neighborhood all of a sudden is a double-edged sword because the people around him are making things beautiful. The only problem? He can't quite keep up with the Joneses anymore. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So yesterday we talked about a woman in Chi-Lai.
Yeah.
She was on 10 NBC. She got her assessment this year from the town.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she found out her house is worth $70,000.
Yeah, she got really assessed.
Yep, more than it was before. Mm. And that's all thanks to this booming housing market.
Yeah.
It's starting to have negative effects on people who aren't buying or selling. A much higher assessment would be a problem. But James, who heard that break yesterday, said problems with the home and the value in your neighborhood can be more personal than that.
Mm.
So James writes us, says he lives in Irondequoit, and over the last 2 years, his neighborhood has started to change, and it's not what he thought it would be.
What happened?
So he wrote us a Facebook message. We'll jump into it right in the middle.
Mm.
So James writes us, and I quote, "In the last 24 months, four of the 12 homes in my street have been sold, and they went for way more than they were worth. The folks who moved in were families that you could tell had money. But they're all really nice people.
Okay.
I thought it was good. However, keeping up with them has been impossible
for me.
You
can. You'll go broke.
I like to keep my place looking nice, and it was for many years. But the landscaping that's been professionally done by some of these people is amazing and expensive, and it makes my house look like crap.
Mm.
Two of the four put in-ground pools in last summer, the first ever on our street. Another built a she shed that looks like a miniature house. I went from one of the nicest homes on the street to looking awful in a matter of 12 months. But the real wake-up call was when one of the families sent out an email about having a 4th of July block party this year at the end of the street. It sounded like fun, so my wife said that we and our son would be there. For food and entertainment, they want $100 a person.
Holy Christ, man. It's a wedding?
Catered dinner, a DJ, photo booth, and an ice cream truck,
this is
amongst
a wedding.
Other things. So now I'm locked into $300 to walk down the street.
Wait. It's $100 a head?
That's what he said. $100 a head.
I thought it was $100 just...
No.
Oh.
$300.
He says, I'll quote, "So now I'm locked into $300 to walk down
Holy
the street."
Holy Christ.
Man.
He goes on, "You never think there will be a time where you get priced out of the place that you live for almost 20 years," and he keeps rambling,
yeah.
But that's all we really
need. Yeah, you're out.
So this is a very interesting problem.
Yeah.
Because until this Facebook message came in, this isn't something we really thought about.
Yeah.
But if homes in your neighborhood are going for more, in theory, the people that are moving in are better off financially.
Bro, they're outbidding everybody else. Think about this. The person that got that house beat out, what would you say, 100 other people, Kimmy, that qualified for that house? They qualified.
Yeah, I mean, like, there have been offers we put in where people tell us there's like 30 to 40 offers on the
All
house.
All cash.
Yeah.
No mortgage. No banks to deal with. Pile of cash up moving in.
Yeah.
So that guy won a lot. Every guy that moves into your neighborhood, he's a lottery winner.
Yeah.
And going along with that logic, the more homes that get sold in your neighborhood, the faster the financial dynamic of your neighborhood changes, right? All of a sudden, the richest guy on the street is just another guy.
Mm.
And all that work that you put into your place looks like crap compared to the person that has the cash to make their home look better. But it also helps you at the same time. Because, like, you don't get the bragging rights of having the nice place on the street anymore.
Right.
And you don't have the connection of the same socioeconomic background.
You know that's right.
But when you eventually sell your home.
It's going to be, it's a nice neighborhood.
So what am I supposed to hope for?
Hang your head in shame and pray for the day you move.
Is that it?
What else can you do? Because you can't keep up, you'll go broke. What's the point?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, but if you move, who's to say you're not moving to a similar situation?
I can't worry about the future.
No, you have to worry about the future.
I mean that future.
That's what this is all
about.
Where
I'm going.
So I guess the phone number is this, 222-6000. Do I want the bragging rights of having a nice place, nice yard, best-looking landscaping? Or do I want these people with money coming in and making the rest of the neighborhood better while my place looks like crap?
Mm.
Because like you, take a lot of pride in how nice your yard looks.
Yes.
Right? In fact, you shame other people.
Mm-hmm.
But if all of a sudden people are spending $100,000 over, their place starts looking nicer.
But then here's how I justify it. And I learned this from my father. Wouldn't want all those headaches. Lot of upkeep. That's what you got to do. You lie to yourself to make yourself feel better.
No, but see, they're not getting the headaches because they're paying someone else to do it.
They're probably living way above their means.
Is that what it is?
My father would go, hey, he's probably either on. My father would always go, yeah, that guy is probably on a take, which he didn't even know what that meant. Or living high on the hog, on the take.
Bro, I know you.
Yeah.
You sit here and go, higher housing market makes better for me. It would eat you alive to know that you now had the sixth best yard instead of the best yard in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it would bother me. It would eat me up.
Couldn't handle
it. What do I do? You can only make grass so green and nice and mow it.
Okay.
So super grass.
Well, I mean, look, if you had a choice, would you take the higher enders coming in or you being the highest end guy in the neighborhood? One of the nicer guys in the neighborhood.
I'd rather be the nicer guy.
Okay, so you
would. Because I could look down on people. I always enjoy looking down on people.
But you would bitch about the people that you don't think are taking care of their house to your level.
But that's a little entertainment.
So you would rather bitch about that than somebody that's going above and beyond.
Yes.
Looking at you going, oh.
Yeah.
So you and in that process, you would sacrifice $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 on the price of your house.
Never had it anyway, Pat, really. You know what I'm thinking? I'd probably just go out and blow it on booze. Wouldn't want all that upkeep on my liver.
I'm curious if more men and women think like you. Because you think the money is what matters the most.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something you'd live with every day.
But so do you. Like, you have, like, your neighbor.
Yeah.
That house looks like it belongs in Miami.
Sure.
I mean, it's, that guy's high end.
But I have no pride when it comes to taking care of my house. Like, that bothered me.
But your wife.
Keep going. Put a helipad in, man. Do your thing.
But your wife likes nice.
My wife likes
nice
flowers.
Yeah.
She, I mean, the house doesn't have to look. She just wants all of the flowers
in place. She wants
the garden. Yeah, like, she doesn't care if it looks good.
All right.
I mean, like, it does look good.
growing up, our next door neighbors had like the most immaculate lawn, landscaping, everything. And you know, my daddy is very particular about the way his yard looks. But like the line of grass from where our property touched theirs, it was like a green, bright green carpet. It was so perfect.
And it had to drive your old man nuts.
It didn't. And I,
really?
You know, like I have to say, like, he admired that lawn, but I think he kind of just knew, well, I'm never going to put that kind of money into it. I'm never going to have the time. So he kind of just let it go.
I couldn't.
I think it would have bothered him more if that guy let his lawn go bad.
So your father was fine being silver medal.
Yeah.
Bronze medal.
Yeah. I think he just knew his grass would never look like that. So he accepted it.
222-6000, Facebook message we got yesterday talking about the rising price of homes and how it's now affecting people that aren't buying or selling. James writes us, long story short, says in the last 2 years, 4 of the 12 homes in his neighborhood have sold for way more than they're worth. He had a really nice yard, upkept his house, was the nicest house in the neighborhood. He says over the last 2 years, 2 in-ground pools have gone in. First ones in the neighborhood. Everyone else's landscaping is starting to look better because they have more money because they spent money on these homes.
They probably have like lawn services and everything else. You know, they're not even mowing.
He says these people are really nice, but they're having a 4th of July block party. One of them wrote an email to the neighborhood saying, we're going to have this block party. They want $100 a person for catered dinner, a DJ, a photo booth, an ice cream truck, amongst other things. So now he says, I'm locked into $300 to walk down the street.
God damn.
Going with that 4th of July story, that's another complicated aspect of this. Because it's easy to get along with your neighbors most of the time because for the most part, where you live, the homes all cost the same.
Yeah, usually everybody's even, Steven.
Yeah, you got similar economic backgrounds, right?
Yeah.
And because of that, you can all afford to do the same things and have the same interest. But when homes in your neighborhood start going for $50,000, $100,000 more than they were, and that is happening.
Yeah.
It changes the type of person moving in. Because all of a sudden, that weekend golfer who likes beer and watching hockey is a pickleball player with a background in sailing.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
And they know wine.
Yeah. You don't have as much in common with that guy.
I don't know no wine.
Yeah, you don't have similar economic backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And if something comes up where there's a need for money to be spread around the neighborhood, it's going to cost way more because those people have it and they don't mind spending it.
Yes.
Right?
I know.
And that shows up even bigger if you have kids. Because think about if you have kids, the kids that they're friends.
Yeah.
Right? What they, those friends have versus what you have. Mm-hmm. What activities and vacations your kids do versus what their friends do.
And you're going to hear about it all the time, right?
Yes.
Well, they went there and they went there and they're getting this.
Your kids are going to get a rude awakening about what classes.
Yeah.
Right? Different.
And everything they ain't getting.
And it could be something as simple as what gets eaten when the kids come over to your place. Because not a lot of parents can afford to feed the whole neighborhood. Summer vacation's coming up, right?
Yeah.
You can't. How many parents? Don't bring your friends in to eat all our food because I can only afford it. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. But all of a sudden, if you have an affluent family that's got a pantry full of snacks.
If there's a carving station at lunch, you're out of the league.
Like, bro, just living near money costs you money.
Yeah.
And you weren't living near money. The money came to you.
It's got, and that eats at you all day. Because every time you look out the window, it's a reminder that you're coming up short.
And it's even
that would drive me nuts.
I'm
the poorest guy in the neighborhood.
Well, no, that wouldn't drive me nuts. The class difference.
No, that's what it is.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It's class warfare, and I'm losing.
Yeah. The personality would bother me more.
Like the cars are probably all super high end.
You get your-
yeah, but you could get that, though, with somebody that doesn't have money, too.
Yeah, but like Tommy said, you can look at him and go, I know what you make. You're over your head. You're an idiot.
Yeah, I know. It's an IROC Z, and that's a lot of aftermarket stuff you put on that car. I'm not worried about that guy.
226,000. Let's talk to John. He's on CMF. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Hey, good, good. Hope you're doing well. Now, listen, why did he give his email address to the neighbors in the first place? That's where all the problems start. He starts communicating with them. I mean, it's good to keep a distance in some cases.
Oh, look, I'm with you on that.
So my wife has every email of our neighbors, and they have ours.
Does she really?
Yeah, because they communicate constantly about stuff. Like, if they're doing something like...
To respond. He didn't have to if they didn't respond, that's the best thing. Then they can say they never received it or went to junk mail.
Well,
or...
I don't think he says he likes these people in the Facebook message. He says like the folks that moved in, he likes them. So
they're just rich.
Yeah.
Right.
Way to go, John. Great call with no points. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. And John brings up that email thing. Mm. What's that? There's a bunch of people now in their neighborhoods. They belong. It's like a Facebook group.
Okay, so there's
there's
a neighbor.
An app.
So there's my wife's on one. It's like a whole neighborhood and it's online. And, like, they all communicate with it. They write about the neighborhood. It's on Facebook. And they'll go, like, oh, we have coyote problems over here. There's trash problems over there. And they just talk back and forth. And all it is everybody bitching about what's wrong in their neighborhood. Yeah. There's nothing positive about it.
All right. So there you go. Like, it's almost impossible to not communicate with your neighbors at all times.
Yeah. You're locked in.
All right. Well, Godspeed and good luck as these homes keep getting more and more expensive. You might be having the same problems James has coming down the road.
Man, enjoy that $300 block party.
There better be some good effing catering.
Better be open bar.
He didn't say anything about open bar.
Man,
it would have to be. It would have to be.
It has to be open B. What?
Don't even acknowledge it because he's going to keep doing it. Don't just. Right. Like, it's like when a goose walks up to your car, just don't look at it.
I'm not. I got to bring my own bottle of JMO.